Next patient is Tommy Gasper. This is a dictation for the 30th of January, 2024. Number one, 56-year-old African-American male who has a kidney transplant that is 12 years old. That was a cadaver-related kidney transplant that was done in 2011, period. The patient has a background of diabetic nephropathy. Along with the diabetic nephropathy, the patient has a peripheral vascular disease, and the manifestation has been ischemic changes and ulcerations in both feet. The patient continues to this problem. He has ulcerations in both feet. He's attending the wound center, and he's seen by the foot doctor. I have to mention that this patient has had intervention in the lower extremities in order to evaluate the circulation, and angioplasties have been done. The patient wounds are clean. There is no evidence of a purulent material. Number two, he's a CKD2. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on the 23rd of January of 2024, the serum creatinine was 1.1. The BUN 16 and the estimated GFR is 75 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is 375 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The tacrolimus level is 7.2, which is within the adequate range. Period. The presence of proteinuria is going to be monitored. He's a diabetic. He has been well controlled. He will get benefit from the administration of a SGLT2 inhibitor or finerenone, and we are going to order that medication after we have another proteinuria. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The patient has had the retinopathy. He has been following the recommendations regarding the diet. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.9. During the past visit was 7.2, and prior to that was 7.6%. So he's improving in the control of the blood sugar. following number, arterial hypertension, the blood pressure reading 139 over 85. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is under control. Following number, history of gout, we are going to evaluate the uric acid. The main concern at the present time is the presence of ulceration in the lower extremities, in both feet. I emphasize the need for this patient to decrease the total caloric intake in order to be able to lose weight, which in turn is going to help the general condition. Period. In reviewing the laboratory workup and the peripheral vascular disease imaging and the chart, we spent 12 minutes in the telehealth. Was 15 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.